Hello, good evening and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. It's been a while. It hasn't actually been a while. It's been one day. I didn't do a podcast at the day of the Queen's funeral because of respect. It felt disrespectful to yabber on about a podcast. And that's a lie. I just forgot. But it is fitting. It's weird. I'm not much of a royalist, right? But the entire nation was in mourning and some people were like posting on Facebook like, hey, out to the pub with my girlfriend. And I'm just like, I don't know whether, like, just read the mood. Like, I'm not the biggest royalist on the planet, but it is a national day of mourning. I mean, people can do what they want, I suppose, but it's so funny that some people were just like not reading the room. And they were like, out for an excellent bank holiday walk. It's not really a bank holiday, though, is it? The whole point is you're meant to just be at home. Still, look, I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just saying some people have standards and some people don't. Yeah, so today I did a office run. So I went into the office, which is 2 hours there, 2 hours back. And on the way there, I listened to a Joe Rogan podcast about nutrition. And fuck me, I got really bored. I like nutrition, but you can't listen to 3 hours of someone banging on about blood sugar. And then I started listening to the Mel C podcast on the Diary of a CEO. And it made it sound, it was like really juicy. And like, I was like, oh, wow, I want to hear this. And there wasn't a great deal about what it was like to become famous. It was touched upon. But that's the thing that always amazes me. Like the beginnings of fame. And then when you start getting famous and then you've got all of that pressure. Then you've got like, you know, you're doing world tours. What's it like? Like sexually, do you then just like start scoring with loads of people? Like, you know, I mean, it's probably different as a woman, but like the drugs, the pressure, like how do you become a spoiled shit? And when do you pull it back and realize, you know, fame's not going to last? And I wanted to hear about all of that. Didn't really hear about anything. She had an eating disorder and she seems very level headed and she didn't want to dig anyone out and she kept on avoiding naming names, but it wasn't a great podcast. And then on the way back, I basically listened to loads of rock music, including On a Rope by Rocket from the Crypt, which is, you forget how much of a great song that is. I think if I was a darts player, that would be my entrance tune. Just fucking storming. Everyone would just be going nuts. And then there's that bit where it's just going, on a rope, on a rope. It made me want to take up darts just so I could have that as my theme song. I also said that I would have Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis, which is the classic dart song, but someone's already got it. Anyway, so that's that. And now my anxiety for some reason today is, I've been fighting it off. It's been quite bad. Like, I've just been noticing it just sitting over me. I haven't had anxiety for a while. I think maybe it's because I went into the office and I had a meeting in the boardroom and they freaked me out as it is. Big glass rooms with huge white tables and everyone sits around them. But the second thing is, I was definitely at my capacity of understanding what they were talking about today. Not that it's beyond my intelligence, it's just I worked for quite a small company. It was like the business model and how it's sold and how the products are bundled together or not, and profit margins. And like, I was really like feeling like I wasn't 100% there, and I didn't feel, it's the first time I felt not that competent at work in ages. But actually, I think the real reason is I had two coffees. Should have had two coffees. I had a massive coffee in the morning. Okay, here we go. I've worked it out. I had a large coffee in the morning. I normally only have one coffee. I had a large coffee. And then in the afternoon, I had another coffee. And what I've done there is I've just had too much coffee. And that can just notch up your anxiety. Just that little bit. So I'm probably going to have a beer now to see if I can maybe, you know, use that as a downer to bring me down. Because I'm a bit wired. I'm a bit all, like, restless. I took the dog for a walk as well. It should be nice. Man, is this a shit podcast or what? I don't know. Anyway, last things last. I don't know if I've mentioned... Oh, no, I have mentioned this. This is the podcast. No, this is what you get when somebody feels anxious. I'm not in that much of a chatty mood. I'm struggling to get to 5 minutes. I mean, we're at 5 minutes now. But hey, been a weird couple of days. I think also it's the general vibe of the funeral. It was quite sad, actually, unsurprisingly. End of an era, and also seeing Charles well up when he was standing next to the coffin, that was actually quite, you know, whatever you think of the royals, they're still people and they've still got human emotions. And initially David Icke, and you think they're shape-shifting lizards. And it was just, yeah, it was quite sad, actually. It felt weird. And I think that put a weird vibe on me, or everyone felt that weird vibe. And then that weird meeting, and then too much caffeine. This is it. I'm a wreck. I feel like I kind of want to, like, lie in bed and have a little cry. I think if I was a woman, I would do that. But as a man, it's very difficult to cry. Like, I very, very rarely cry. I think the last time I had a good old cry was when my dad died. Because I'm a geezer, innit? And geezers don't cry. I'm hard as nails. It's not my fault, is it? Don't blame me for having, like, a load of testosterone and being super masculine. That's probably not what's happened. Maybe I've just got some kind of emotional blocker on me. But that's the other thing. Do you remember when you just stopped crying? Do you remember that? Like, my five-year-old, he still cries about everything. Like, the iPad, battery runs out, and he'll have a right old cry about it. Maybe it's healthy to have a cry. My goodness, I'm having an existential crisis. I'm going to finish this podcast, because what a fucking mess. But that's what you get when you listen to a podcast every day. See you on the next one.